and would go around, you know? You'd get on the, and you'd go around on the, they're like a seesaw, there'd be a stall in the middle.
Yeah.
And they'd go around.
Oh, there go around?
Okay.
Yeah, we had those at school. I don't remember too much about
it. What about a board that you would jump up and down on?
I never did. I was scared. I was always afraid to be hurt.
Okay.
I got enough hurt when I got spanked, and I got that quite often. I didn't like to be hurt.
Yeah.
So, I did have those boards. I don't know what you call them, but they jump. You could jump the highs.
Yeah.
Or jump
you,
the foot.
You told me you like to fish, right?
Yeah.
What do you fish in?
Just go by the river, or we go out in Shrewsbury where they had little ponds, and you just tie a piece of some kind of meat you call flank. You buy that, or lights, you know lights are?
Yeah.
You buy lights, and you cut it up in little pieces, and you tie it on strings. And you put a cork on, a little ways on that string, a cork, and you throw that way out. And your meat will go down, but the cloth will float. And whenever something caught it, it twiggles it. And you let it get a good grip and you pull it in. And we catch crawfish the same way. When the crawfish would catch it, you go way underneath it with your net, a long-handled net, you pull it up and you catch it. Same thing with crabs. Now, we used to go out to the river, because we didn't live far from the river, just about 2 or 3 blocks. We lived on Annunciation Street, and the river was on Water Street. And they see you went Annunciation, then you go to Chaptua, then the river. And it always had like old skiff or wood or something that you could stand on out there and you could fish.
What did they call those long thin boats that they would ride in? You know what they call them?
A canoe.
Okay, or a piro. You know what that was?
No.
Piro?
Mm-mm. I don't say a boat.
When you just built a boat, and you're going to put it in the water, you say you're going to... Well, have you ever seen them build a boat in dry dock?
No.
You know, they build a boat and then they launch it. You said they do, they launch it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I've never seen them do it.
You never seen them?
Only thing I saw them land was a ferry. Because I rode the ferry going over the river.
Yeah.
And they had a thing that they tied a rope around and pulled a ferry. Then you get on a ferry and then somebody would untie and you go on across and do the same thing across.
In other words, they said they got to walk.
Tie the ferry.
Launch it, yeah. You know what launching means? Yeah. Okay. Now, I wanted to ask you, Ms. Vance, about clothes and things like that. When a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
Well, mostly seamstress would do that. Somebody who sewed, and if somebody, for instance, like I made a dress, and some of my friends would like that material, she would ask me for a little piece, you want to get something like it. You call that a pattern.
Yeah.
She'd take a sample, you call that a sample. She'd take a sample of my material, and she'd go and get her a piece.
Okay.
And make her something.
Now, you know, a person couldn't make up her mind about what dress she'd say, oh, that dress is pretty, but I think this one's even.
Well, you buy a pattern.
Yeah.
To make a dress. But we learned to sew without a pattern.
Yeah.
I went to school for that, though, because I didn't know, when I was grown, excuse me, when I was grown, I didn't know how to sew by a pattern, you see?
Yeah.
So I went to school, the Booker Washington High School, and I learned how to sew there. I went 6 years. I took 2 years of plain sewing, 1 year of advanced sewing, and I took 2 years of tailoring. So I got 3 certificates, one for plain sewing and one for advanced sewing.